my mum, I was asking her on Tuesday when I saw her, and she remembers, you know, Jack Went, who lived at the, he was the blacksmith. Mm-hmm. She said he was a very, very, very intelligent man. And the colonel at the hall, Colonel Phillips, in the 1930s, this is hearsay, she wasn't around in the 1930s, but the colonel in the 1930s wanted to buy a car, which was going to be the first car in the valley. And the colonel said to Jack Went, you come with me to Birmingham, we're going to buy this car and you can drive it back, because nobody knew how to drive. But because Jack Went was, you know, he apparently could do whatever he put his mind to, he was able to do. So the colonel obviously thought, well, if anybody's going to be able to drive this car back, it'll be Jack Went. So I'll take him with me. So off they went on the train. And he drove this, you know, he sussed out, Rolls Royce, he sussed out, you know. Beggars believe, doesn't it really? But those were the times. And then my grandfather was the second person to get a car in the valley, because the ministers and the lay preachers, they used to get the train in those days. They used to get the train to Pennybont and then they'd walk. Or my grandmother would take the horse and trap and she'd go and meet them off the train, and they'd come to Divanagh on a Saturday. And then they'd do, you know, a couple of services. They'd do one at Divanagh, and they'd go over, they'd walk over to Lambista, or they'd go on a horse to Lambista, do a service, and then come back and stay overnight. So it was, you know, it was quite a lot of work for my grandmother, really, given that she'd got 10 kids in the house as well. Anyway, so my grandfather thought, well, get a car. It's going to be a lot easier, a lot quicker to move the ministers around, the lay preachers around. And so it was great excitement and I remember stories my father used to tell me about if anybody was going anywhere, if my grandfather was, then all the kids would try and pile in the car to go as well. But actually that reminds me of the when I was growing up, the in those days, so we're talking the 70s, I guess, and the 80s, David Jones from the Happy Union had a mobile shop. He had a van that he used to drive around, and he used to come to Divanagh. And I distinctly remember, you know, him, it was a sort of like a rusty, purpley brown, not rusty, coloured. It was like a purpley brown colour, this big van. And he'd get out, he'd pull up into the yard, and it'd be really exciting for us kids. And he'd sort of open up the back, and he'd be, you know, my grandmother would be going into the van and doing her shopping, and you know, she'd be buying all sorts of things from David Jones, the Union. And that, of course, carried on until the 90s. It carried on until he died, I think. So, you know, that was a pattern of rural life that's just lost now. I mean, even local shops are suffering now, but in those days there was a big demand for a shop to actually come to you. And so he had a very busy round. So yes, David Jones was probably one of the characters I knew from the village when I was a child.